Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
If I had to ask you what creature you're probably scared of most in this world, what would you say? Would it be like a spider? I'm talking about ones that are irrational, ones that are on land, not ones in the ocean like a shark or something.
Oh, okay.
Something that could be crawling around. It could like basically almost get you possibly at any moment.
Yeah, because originally I was going to say bobcatter.
Oh, don't want to go near
him. But a shark.
Sharknado.
Yeah, I have an irrational fear of sharks. Thanks, of course, to Jaws, like many other people. They're beautiful creatures, I understand that, but the lizard part of my brain, the fight or flight part is like just any time I'm out in the ocean, I think about sharks out there with me.
Yeah, I think it's probably the worst possible taste when you're going for a swim and someone starts tugging at your leg or something. That's just like straight away. Like even when I go swimming in the water, if all of a sudden you sort of tread on the bottom of the water and you feel like a stick or seaweed touching, you sort of start.
That's what, yeah. We went camping a few years back and we stopped in at like a Newcastle and we went swimming at a beach and it was just, it was more seaweed than water, you know, amongst the waves, and I didn't last 2 minutes. I got to get out. Yeah. I feel like there's sharks swimming around. I can't.
The only thing that scares me more than seaweed and that sort of stuff touching your leg in the water is when you see a Band-Aid. I get out of the pool quicker than you've ever seen in your life. On the land, I'd probably have to say snakes. I wouldn't be too much of a fan. Okay. I'm sure they get a bad reputation.
They're nice.
They only try and get you if you directly tread on them, or you know what I mean?
It's like any creature.
Exactly right. But just imagine you're in Victoria, first of all, which would kind of suck at this stage of the game. You're at a petrol station trying to fill up, and all of a sudden, you start hearing this little hissing noise. And it's not air coming out of your tyres.
I was going to say, the LPG tank's got a leak or something.
It's in fact a snake.
Wow.
A deadly tiger snake has been found at a Coles Express in Victoria in the suburb of Nunawading. I think it's
Nunawading.
Nunawading, yeah.
Where was the snake on the bowser? Like, was it around the top of the bowser or was it directly around the nozzles?
It was around the nozzles. It was curled up around the nozzles and the actual hoses.
Oh, wow.
Just imagine that. Like, if you're one of these people, I know it says when you go to the service station, you shouldn't be on your phone. Maybe you're one of those people that's on your phone at the service station. You're sort of just reaching to the side while you're doing something else.
Oh, so.
Imagine grabbing a snake instead of the.
You reckon it's to encourage people to be a bit more aware when they're at the petrol pump? I was like, if it's wound around the premium unleaded, maybe this is the service station trying to discourage people from using that and switching to the ethanol, the E10 or something, you know? Like,
it's probably a good way, in retrospect, of keeping everyone at home when it comes to, you know, Victoria and Melbourne. We know they've had a bit of a problem with trying to stay at home due to the coronavirus. But this, obviously, in situations like this, you've got to call someone who's experienced, and they actually called in Melbourne's Snake Busters Australian Snakeman Raymond Hoser. What a title that is.
Yeah.
On Facebook. He says, this has actually been happening quite a lot.
Snakes hanging out at the petrol pumps?
Just hanging around during the coronavirus period because all of a sudden animals are trying to take the streets back, even reptiles as well.
Did the person like see the snake before they reached for it? Like trying to fill up, like, mate, I'm trying to fill up with diesel and nothing's coming out of this hose. Jesus Christ.
I think I would have just been tempted just to drive off if that was me. I would have been done for the day.
Yeah, that's it. I would have like, just never driven my car again.
But he's basically saying that deadly tiger snakes, like this ripper specimen is what he's been saying, have been hitching rides in cars and turning up in very weird places.
Okay.
Not just in Melbourne, but there was also one in Queensland where a family was driving and there was like a tiger snake on
the outside of their
windscreen as well. I found it quite...
You can't get that one off with the wipers.
Yeah. And it was actually quite funny in the audio. That little girl was saying, oh, we better not be taking that thing home. That's what she was saying
as
well.
New pet, kids, get used to it.
Yeah, but luckily the snake was relocated. You know, everything was safe. But I reckon that the clerk probably, you know, he probably undermined his skills. He could have done something before they called the snake catcher. Oh, like, you know, he could have come out with a couple of packets of snakes alive and just sort of shoot it away.
Yeah.
He could have done the deal.
Started some sort of orgy or something with the snake.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday, got a nice surprise waiting for me in the letterbox. A fine from the transport department. And when I opened it up, I'm like, okay, it was one of the two cars that we own. The infringement notice said that the car was parked against the flow of traffic. So, you know, when you park on the, you know, you should park on the left side of the road.
So you're facing
your car pointing in the same direction as the traffic goes, right? And it's claiming that we had it parked the wrong way.
Okay.
Then when I paid more attention to the infringement notice, I noticed that it was for the offence apparently occurred last month on the 28th in Browns Plains, Queensland.
Wow, I didn't know you owned the flying car of Harry Potter.
No, I don't.
Well done.
I was not in Queensland. I have not visited Queensland in well over a year.
You've denounced Queensland.
Yeah, I'm like, something's gone wrong here. It had the right registration plate. It had the right model and make of our car. But I was not in Queensland. Neither was my partner. our car was nowhere near the Sunshine State because the border's locked down. So this is not going to happen.
Is this like the city's version of, like, you know, because they need a bit of revenue, it's like their version of cold calling. They just randomly go through a phone book or something and go, who can we find for that guy? Yep, let's just try it.
You reckon they have like a Powerball draw where they just go, like, all right, now who's got the who's getting the fine today? It's Brad in Bega. All right, let's send the notice out. So I'm not even sure how I'm going to fight this because it's saying I've got a few options. One is just pay the fine, no questions asked. The second is fight it in court. I'm like, well, I don't even know if I can do that. And it doesn't even have sort of any phone numbers to call. Like, if you think this fine is BS, call this number. That's what I want because it is. Normally, I just wear it on the chin if I was in the wrong, but clearly in this instance, I was not.
As a tight ass, I have to know how much was the fine. What are they asking?
$53.
Oh, tell them they're dreaming.
Fair enough. So I want to get a bit of support here from other people that may have been in the same situation. Yeah. You've copped a fine and you've managed to fight it and come out on top. I fought for law and law. Lost. I fought for law and law. Lost. 1-300-92-1250 is the number to call. Nicole from Eden, you managed to get a fine overturned. What happened?
It was 25 years ago. I had to be flown up to Canberra to have my eldest son. My husband drove his car up because he couldn't come in the aeroplane.
Yep.
He got up there, parked the car in, I think it was a two-hour parking, and came up to the Labour ward, spent the whole night up there, and came back down and found the parking fine on his car.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Ended up coming home, writing a letter stating that he was up there with me and the details of the birth and whatnot, and got a letter back saying that we didn't have to pay it.
Oh, right.
That sounds pretty smooth. You didn't have to add in photos of the said child as well, just to sort of prove a birth certificates and things like that.
Photos of you cutting the umbilical cord.
No, you didn't do that.
They would have been like that. If you did that, they'd be like, all right, we get the picture. It's been squashed, all right?
Well, I don't know if that's an excuse I'll be able to use to get out of my fine, but I'll give it a try, Nicole.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah, that's all right.
Brad from Big is on the line. Hello, Brad, a fellow Brad. How did you beat your fine?
It was a fare evasion fine.
Oh, okay. One of those ones on like the rail network or the buses or something like that?
It was a Melbourne tram. So I was riding along and the ticket inspector dudes came along and I was like, oh, crap, didn't have enough time to get off the tram and not get caught.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they take all your details. When the fine arrived in the post, I had a look at the details of it and they basically stuffed it up and said that the intersection where it occurred were two streets that didn't intersect. So I went back to him saying, hey, guys, this place doesn't exist. You can't fine me for a place that does, being at a place that doesn't exist.
Yeah, you might as well have fined me for fare evasion in Narnia at this point. It's like a fantasy land.
Fantasia. Absolutely right. So I got away with it. And I thought, mighty fine effort.
No pun intended. So how much did you avoid there? A couple of $100, $100?
It was. I think it was about nearly $300.
Wow, okay.
Such a large amount of money, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it pays to check your Google Maps, I guess, if you get a fine. Double check
exactly
that details.
Right.
Got to check that paperwork too, just quietly for all those, you know, public servants out there.
Absolutely right.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for chatting with us, Brad. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Passwords.
Yeah.
I hate them so much. Last night, I went to order something online and I logged into this account for this website that I haven't used in a couple of years. Could not remember the password. Mm-hmm. I was like the people on the office just trying to crack that password.
Try password. Nope.
Try 000000.
No.
Okay, now try 000001.
Okay, I'm not doing every number.
Back in the past, I did do that. Like, I had a password, and then I started sticking one on the end of it. So passwords are something that you need, though, in today's world. You know, any account that you have usually requires a password of some kind. And usually there's a requirement on what that password has. I hate it when I'm asked to make a new password, and it's like, oh, you need to have 8 characters. And you're like, okay. And then you do that, and then it's like, oh, it must contain at least one uppercase character. You're like, okay, and you do that and you go, oh, and it also needs to have a number in it. And you're like, why didn't you tell me this when I first started to come up with a password?
Absolutely. Then I ask for a symbol and you're like, I'm forgetting this, like,
oh, what,
straight
Prince?
Away.
Can I put Prince in? Yeah. Like, where's the love symbol?
And the funniest thing is when you do these passwords is it just shows you how much you've changed over the years. Like, your early passwords, you like sometimes you realize what they are and you're like, what was I thinking at that point in time?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Why was that my password
Spaghetti?
Back then?
Okay, cool.
But there's a good reason why they ask us to do this, and it's because computers are getting smarter by the day. They are outsmarting us at every turn, and computers can be used to crack the passwords just like that. So they're very efficient at repeating tasks, and they reckon with cloud-based technology, an 8-character password can be guessed by, like, all the computers joined up in the cloud in as little as 12 minutes.
Aww.
And you can pay someone to do this for as little as $34 Australian.
Is that all? It takes me usually 20 minutes to work out my own password.
No. What's going on there? It's incredible. I mean, it's not like the movies either where, like, the computer just, like, gets a look at the person's, like, set up on their desk and there's a photo of their kids or a pet nearby and you go, there's a St. Bernard in that photo.
Yeah, let's try that.
Try Beethoven. We're in the mainframe. We're past the firewall. That's what always happens in movies. But in real life, apparently this is what hackers are now doing. They use cloud-based technology to just hammer that password. It's called a brute force attack. And that's why they sometimes have that repeat, like you only get so many attempts at your password, which really annoys me because when I see it, like I guess the password and it goes, you have 2 attempts remaining. I'm like, oh my God, I start sweating like I'm Tom Cruise trying to defuse a bomb in Mission Impossible. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, my account's going to be shut down.
Maybe these guys are underplaying their services. $30, that's not very much.
I know.
Depends what password it is. Maybe the price goes up if it's like something a bit more important or a bit more money's up for grabs or something.
Yeah. Depending on what's at risk. I don't know. But apparently last year, a record was set by a computer trying to generate every conceivable password for this account. And this computer was able to come up with 100 billion guesses per second.
Per second.
So just think about that. How easy is your password to crack? If your password is literally just the word password, it's probably not going to take it 100 billion guesses to get that one.
Well, with all the glue that I ate in kindergarten, I think I can count to about 7 or 8. So that's probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Or maybe backwards from 7 or 8. I don't know.
I mean, 100 billion guesses per second is pretty impressive for the computer, but it kept falling over every time it forgot to tick the I'm not a robot box. So.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
And now, footy tipping with Mick Wayman on Power FM.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good. Yeah, we're good. Big week week. More turbulence at the Dragons Club.
I see there's a bit of talk going on there. Personally, for Dean, I think it'd probably be good if he does go. For his own benefit, go away and learn off another coach for a while. And he's been a part of the Dragons system now for the better part of 20 years. So I think for Dean to go and learn his trade elsewhere, I think it'd be good for him, and then he can always come back.
Sure. Yeah, so you obviously played with him, won grand finals with him. Did you always see that he'd transition to a coach one day?
Yeah, I did. Wayne Bennett always said, out of that team that won the comp, there was only 2 guys that would go on to be coaches, and that was Dean Young and Ben Hornby.
What, he left you out? You coached the under-7s in Maroola?
Yeah. Okay, Wayne doesn't know what he's talking about, does he?
Good point.
Round 19 kicks off tonight. Rabbitohs up against the Bulldogs, the first game. I think we know the outcome of this one.
Yeah, I think the Rabbits will be too strong. And for the Rabbitohs, if they really want to go on with the competition, they need to step up and do it on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and Friday night's first game is the Cowboys versus the Panthers. Who's got that one sealed up? Probably the Panthers, we'd say.
I think the Panthers are too strong there.
13 straight wins for them. They're doing well. Our jackpot game, though, tomorrow night is the Parramatta Eels up against the Brisbane Broncos. What do you think that final scoreline will look like, Mick?
Parramatta, they've failed in the last month or more. They really need to turn it around against Brisbane. I think there's their time to turn it around and get a bit of confidence because Brisbane, we all know they've failed miserably this year, but I think Parramatta will be pretty strong. 28-12.
Okay, something a bit different. And speaking of struggling, the Sea Eagles versus the Titans. Who's got this one won on Saturday?
I'm going to go with Manly. I think Trbojevic is back, which will really help them. So I'll go Manly.
And up enjoying the weather on the Sunshine Coast, the Melbourne Storm v the West Tigers on Saturday.
I'll go Melbourne.
And the last game to wrap up Saturday are the Roosters taking on the Sharks. A big ask for the Sharkies.
It is. They would have got a bit of confidence last week out of their win against the Warriors. But we all talk about the Roosters, how complete they are. And they only seem to get better. So, I'll go the Roosters.
Raiders will be at home in Canberra up against the Warriors on Sunday night.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Raiders. I think the Raiders are too strong.
Also, you excited by the news that Josh Papali re-signing with the club?
Well, I see that. It's only a couple of days ago that I wanted out, wanted to go back to Queensland.
Big change of mind.
He's fickle.
Yeah, it's funny how the media works, isn't it?
It sure is. And the final game to wrap up the round is the Knights versus the Dragons.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm going to go for the Knights. I'm going to go against the Dragons.
What? Oh, no. Blasphemy.
My heart says go the Dragons, but there's just, I don't know, they don't seem to be going team. And what I watched last week of the game was just...
It's abysmal.
Yeah, it was.
Well, hopefully they can turn their season around soon. Thank you for your Round 19 tips. What about this weekend? Is there any local footy that you'll be attending?
And mate, we're heading off to Maroombilla on Saturday morning.
Ah, great.
So, yeah, we play down there, which will be good.
Very nice.
Great little day out, a game of footy, and possibly some whale watching maybe as well.
Well, it might be a bit of whale watching. I might go for a swim.
Whale. Very nice. Well, have a good week, Mick. We'll catch you again next Thursday, mate.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.